Good morning. It's Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I'd like to just continue somewhat of the thought that I had yesterday. Yesterday I was talking about having peace and rest and how the, Jesus sends the Comforter. In these times of turmoil, we certainly need a Comforter. And so then he continues in chapter 15, talking about the second half, he's talking about persecution. So I want to just start reading there in chapter 15. Let's start in verse 17. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own, but because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now have they no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done many among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that it is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Chapter 16. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask me whither goest thou. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on him. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. And so we see here Jesus in his last hours with his disciples before going to the cross, just giving them these wonderful words of comfort and instruction, reminding them that these things are going to happen, so that they are not surprised when they come later. Later on, we know the disciples are going to face much persecution, and if Jesus would not have given them these words, it would have been a difficult time. We're put in prison, and then soon James was beheaded, and all those things. And then we see also in Jesus' instructions here in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 12, or let's start in verse 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. In fact, in the Luke version of that verse, it says, rejoice and leap for joy. So it gives the picture that we should be very, very thankful, very full of joy when we see these things happen. And we see also in Acts chapter 4, I believe it is. I hadn't looked that verse up. But it, we see where Peter and John are put into prison, and then they are beaten, and they're reminded that they shouldn't preach of that name anymore. I can't find the verse, but anyway, they went home rejoicing that they were accounted worthy. To suffer for the cause of Christ. And so I think it's a good reminder for us to do. Many times we, you know, it seems like especially here in America, we're so up in arms, we're all upset about what's happening in the government, and they're taking away our rights, and there's more and more bias against Christians and those kind of things, and we're, you know, running all kinds of lawsuits and things like that to stop these things. And yet, we haven't learned what Peter and John learned, that the need to be rejoicing when we have opportunity to suffer for the cause of Christ. So may that be a comfort to us, that Jesus reminded us these things are going to happen. It should not be a surprise to us. It should not be all up in arms. I mean, yes, if there's something we can do to stop it or to help you know, our brothers and sisters who are suffering in that way, but at the same time to be able to rejoice when we have opportunity to suffer for Christ's sake. May the blessings of God be upon all of you.